Somebody shout, yeah. Yeah. No, you got to do it better than that. Somebody shout, yeah. Yeah. Look at your neighbor and ask them, are you glad to be in church tonight? In fact, push them a little bit. Tell them to wake up. Hallelujah. I love what I feel in the house tonight. He's a good God. Hallelujah. Walked in the door tonight and saw pink all over the place out there. And Brother Cliff was talking about Walmart. Where's Brother Jeff and Sister Molly? Where's he at? Where are they at? Oh, Molly's sitting down there. We don't want Walmart stuff for our baby. Come on. Get the good stuff. You don't start going to Walmart till you get married and have kids. And then that's all you can afford is Walmart. Hallelujah. I love what I feel tonight, and it's good to be in Birmingham again. Hallelujah. Amen. We enjoyed ourselves last Wednesday night. Such a mighty move of the Holy Ghost and good service. I want to say that I appreciate this church, and I appreciate you for being here tonight, and love and appreciate our pastor. I brag on the Suttons everywhere we go. Folks ask us where we're from, and I've even had to defend him a few times. Had a character talk to me one time, and I don't guess he knew. I don't know. I mean, unless he was just stupid, I don't know. But he just started in on him, and I thought, let's put the brakes on here. I kind of felt like Brother Cornwell, you know, started in the top of my head or in my feet, and it kind of met in the middle. I said, wait a minute. I know who this guy is. Hallelujah. Do you love your pastor? Hallelujah. Amen. I love and appreciate Brother and Sister Sutton. The best in my book. Hallelujah. What a privilege and an honor it has been and still to be a part. I don't like to say has been, but it's a privilege to be a part of revival, to be a part of new life, and just to see what God's going to do. And he's doing some good stuff all over the place. And when you pray, just pray for that little burg, that little veal in Greenville. And God's going to do some good stuff down there. And we had the privilege of some good folks coming by and seeing us Sunday. And folks that you guys know, the Corey family, come by and saw us Sunday, and we enjoyed their visit, just had a good time, and ate too much, and Sister Freeman outdid herself, and hallelujah. Did y'all know my wife was a good cook? Did y'all know that? I don't say enough about my wife. Let me just talk about it a little bit. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She's put up with me almost 19 years. She deserves a medal. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. I love my wife. I tell you what, I just love her. And I better hush. My family tells me, especially Amber, don't talk about me when you get up there. Come on. Just preach. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. Well, let's read some scripture. And I'll try to make up for what I did last week. I think I kept you too long. So we'll just see what God will do for us today. We're going to read three verses of Scripture. Three verses. We're going to go to Psalm, the 56th chapter, and then we're going to go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, and then we're going to go to John chapter 17. Psalm 56, and we're going to read a couple of verses here. I know you've been standing a long time, and I appreciate that, but we're going to read down a couple of verses here. Chapter 56 and verse number 1. The Bible said, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me. O thou most high, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word." Somebody say, praise his word. "In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger, cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book?" Verse 9, "When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is with me," or "God is for me." Somebody say, "God is for me." "In God will I praise his word." Somebody say that. "I will praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word." There he is saying it again. "In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid." Somebody say, "I'm not going to be afraid. What man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living." I want to read verse 9 again. "When I cry unto thee," I'm sorry, verse number 10. "In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word." Go to 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse 15. And then we're going to go to John 17 and verse 16. Somebody say, praise the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." The word of truth. In John chapter 17 and verse 16, Jesus is praying for his disciples. And we pick up in verse 16 in the prayer when he said, "They are," speaking of his disciples, are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." Look at your neighbor and say, "I am not of this world." There's an old song we used to sing years ago in Pentecost. "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. I don't belong in this world. I don't belong in this world system. I'm only here temporary." Hallelujah. "But I want to make sure that I walk this journey right, so that I can leave this world." Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. He said, verse 17, "Sanctify them through thy truth." Somebody say, "Thy truth." "Thy word is truth." Say that with me. "Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world." Would you put your Bibles down and lift your hands and praise him and love him tonight? Give him praise for the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your word is forever. forever settled tonight. In the name of Jesus, touch it, Lord. Bless it, God. Hallelujah. Touch every heart tonight. Amen. Clap your hands before the Lord before you're seated tonight and give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Real quickly tonight, I'm going to endeavor to give you something from my heart tonight. I want to talk about the Word of God, the truth in the Word of God. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter number 3, the Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. How many believes that God is constant tonight? God is never changing. He is constant. I took the liberty to look up the word constant because I wanted to see exactly what it meant. And this is what it said. It said, not changing or varying, uniform, regular, invariable, continuing without pause or let up, unceasing, faithful, unswerving love or devotion, steadfast, firm in mind or purpose, resolute, something that does not or cannot change or cannot vary. Amen. That describes God tonight in my book. That describes who Jesus really is. God said, I am the Lord and I change not. Do you believe that tonight? Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse number 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. I am so glad tonight that I serve a God that is unchanging, a God that doesn't change every time the wind blows, a God that doesn't change every time a new political figure steps into office. But my God is real, and my God is genuine, and my God does not change. Hallelujah. And the Word of God does not change. And I want you to know tonight that I could put my trust and my confidence in the Word of God because the Word of God is true. Let me tell you something. I said the Word of God is true. You can bank on it tonight. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And I know you've read it and quoted it a million times, but I want to say it again tonight. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name, somebody say his name. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He said in one place, I am the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valleys. I have found God to be true. I have found him to be faithful. I have found him to be merciful. I have found him to be my provider. I have found him to be my healer, my savior, my strong tower, my rock, my salvation, my savior, my redeemer. Let me tell you something. He even knows when the sparrow falls. God is a God tonight that understands and knows where you're living. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? Somebody said a few weeks ago, he even has the hairs of your head numbered. You can pull a hair out and he's going to mark it off the list. He knows, he cares, and he understands. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do you believe that tonight? He said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. The Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8 and verse number 31. We read, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Somebody say that. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? For I am persuaded, somebody say I am persuaded, that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come, hallelujah, nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Let me tell you something here tonight. If you make up your mind, there's no devil in or out of hell that can separate you from God. They can take you away from the love of your life. Hallelujah. If you've got a made up mind, you can make it and you can be successful in living for God. Hallelujah. If God be for me, who can be against me? I came up on a conversation back here. I don't know where Sister Riggs, where she's at. There she is. Somebody, Sister Bonnie was talking to Sister Riggs a while before church, and I don't know what the conversation was, but all I heard Sister Bonnie say, "But you ain't dead yet, are you?" And I kind of caught the tail end of it, and I said, "No, and she ain't going to be till God says so." Hallelujah. You may have the world against you. You may think everybody's against you and nobody's on your side. But when you got God on your side, when you got the unchanging, unmovable, hallelujah, constant God on your side, you've got it all. And you can have the testimony of God tarries that Sister Riggs has of 50-something, 55 years, hallelujah, walking this truth. Give the Lord a good hand of praise tonight. But let me tell you something, it's not going to come easy. It's not going to come easy. You've got to make up your mind. You've got to make up your mind of who you are and who you serve tonight. Hallelujah. He is unchanging. He is invariable. Let me read James chapter 1 and verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness. Somebody say no variableness. Neither shadow of turning. You can bank on Jesus Christ tonight. He will never let you down. He will never forsake you. He is unceasing. He is faithful. He is unswerving in love, steadfast and firm. His word. You cannot separate God from his word. Do you believe that tonight? I'm thankful for the word of God that I have tonight. I'm thankful for the roadmap that he has given me. A way that I can live. A way that I can be successful in the kingdom of God. I was reading some things on the internet this week. And if you ever run out of things to do, which I didn't run out of things to do, but I was doing some searches and I come across this. But do a search for apostolic or Pentecostal or United Pentecostal Church and just kind of scroll down and read some of the things that you see there. And there are those in our world, Brother Terry, that think that we're a cult. They think that we are off our rocker. They think that we have lost it all, that we are living in false doctrine and heresy. And I begin to read article upon article about how that we are different from the world and we are different from everybody else because we believe in a one true living God. That we don't believe that there's three persons in a Godhead. That we believe there is one God, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. That we take the word of God at face value. Hallelujah. But let me tell you tonight, you're not crazy and you're not alone. Hallelujah. One article that I read talked about one of the guys was discussing, and he was talking about all the people in the world. And he goes and he says, well, you know, there's only so many million that claim to be oneness Pentecostal, and there's billions of people in the world. And he says, does that make sense that just that group is going to be saved, or that group is the only one that's going to be right? And I don't like to say that I'm the only one that's right, because there's a lot of people out there that have been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, and they've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But let me tell you something. Just today, I read in my Bible in Matthew chapter 7 that narrow is the way, straight is the way, and narrow is the gate that leadeth to life eternal. But wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. That's not me talking, but that's the word of God, and the word of God is true. And every man is a liar tonight. Hallelujah. Why don't somebody clap your hands and praise God? Amen. Everybody's not going to walk this way. If you're worried about what somebody's going to say, if you're worried about what your friends are going to say, or what they're going to talk about you, you need to not worry about it. Hallelujah. Because I want to put my trust in the word of God. I was driving around town the other day looking for a place to have church, and we're looking at different buildings, and I know God's going to provide. He's going to open the door, and God's going to send revival, and we're not worried about that, but yet I'm putting a little feet to my faith here, and I'm going to look and see what I can find. So I'm looking everywhere, and I drove into the hotel, one of the hotels there, and they have a conference room that seats about 30 folks, I guess, and I inquired about renting the room on Sunday afternoon, and I had actually went the night before, but I went back the next day and talked to the lady in charge, and she said, what do you want to use it for? And I just kind of grinned. I said, well, we've got a little small church here we're putting together, and we'd like to rent it for a church. And she just looked at me like, you're one of them kind of folks, aren't you? She said, let me tell you. She said, we made a policy not to rent it to any more church groups. She said, a while back, we rented it to a group, and all she said was a holiness group. So I don't know who they were or what persuasion, I don't know. But what she said, Brother Cliff, was she said they got to singing and yelling and screaming and shouting. She said they were disturbing the guests in the hotel. And I looked and I said, really? Boy, what a group. Listen at me. The world does not understand what you're doing. I know there are more and more and more of them out there clapping their hands and shouting and running and dancing, and there's a charismatic movement and all of that, and I don't know where they are, and God, maybe God's pulling them, I don't know, but I know where I'm at tonight, and I believe in who He is tonight, and I've got a revelation of who He is, and I know why I clap my hands. I know why I run the aisle. I know why I leap for joy. And yes, it's exclusive, and it's different, and it's not like everybody else. But I'm not interested in being like everybody else. I'm interested, and this is what I'm talking about tonight, and I need to hurry, because I'm just on page 3. But I'm interested in what this book says. I'm interested in what the Word of God says. Because I don't really care what a man says. One of those articles that I read, Brother Cliff, was trying to defend their doctrine of the Trinity. And I thought I was going to just fall in the floor laughing. Where's Dawson? Where's my laugh section here? He's not even in here. My Lord, have mercy. But I really thought I was going to fall on the floor laughing, because when I read it, this is how he was defending the Trinity. And I've never heard this before. He said, the God of Abraham and the God of Jacob and the God of Isaac, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I've never heard that before. I really thought that was funny. I guess each one of them had to have a God to help him. I'm not trying to make fun or poke fun at anybody tonight. But let me tell you something. I'm glad to know who Jesus is. I'm not going to take somebody's word for what they say that the Word of God says. But I want to know what the Word of God says. I want to know it for myself. I want to believe it for myself. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24, there's a story here. There's a story here that Jesus taught. It was a story of two houses. A story of two families or two individuals. And in this story, he talks about one man that built his house upon the rock. He built it upon a solid foundation. And he said, when the storms came, Brother Peter, and the winds began to blow, and the rain ascended or descended, he said, the house stood. It stood in its foundation. They both faced the storm. They both faced trouble. They both faced the fierce winds of the world. But the biggest difference in these two houses One house was founded upon the rock. The other house was founded upon the sand. It had no root. It had no foundation. It had nothing to build on. Hallelujah. When I build my spiritual house, I want to make sure that I build it upon something solid, something sure, something that's going to stand. Because let me tell you, the wind is going to blow. The storm is going to rise. Trouble's going to come in your family. You hear what I'm saying tonight? Trouble is coming your way. Things are not always going to be rosy as they always have been. If you've never had trouble, just wait on it. It's coming. Amen. But let me tell you something. When trouble comes, you can stand on something sure and something solid, that God is on your side. It doesn't matter what the devil can throw at you. My Bible tells me he's already defeated. He's already defeated if I put my trust and my confidence in him. Jesus asked the question one day. He's asked his disciples, he said, "Who do men say that I am?" And Peter spoke up and he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And on that revelation of who he was, Jesus said, "I'm going to build my church. It's going to be constant. It's going to be solid. It's going to be sure. It's going to stand." Hallelujah. My wife and I were having a discussion last night. We had learned some information that was troubling of a couple. And the question that my wife asked me, she said, "How can a couple that is living for God, seemingly everything looks so good, where in the process does it break down? Where in the process do things break down to the point to where it ends up in divorce and backsliding?" And, you know, and I didn't have an answer for her because I didn't know. I don't know that answer because I don't even entertain the thought of ever leaving. I don't ever entertain the thought of ever putting down my salvation of what God has given me. Amen. Because this is the only thing that's going to take me out of this world. This book, hallelujah, when the preacher stands behind the pulpit and preaches from this book, and sometimes it sounds hard, and sometimes it sounds exclusive, and sometimes it sounds like that the pastor doesn't want you to have any fun. But let me tell you something. When you build your house upon the Word of God, when you build your house upon the Word of God, the true Word of God, there is no devil that can tear it down. Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? It will never, Jesus said, "I will never leave you." And that's true. But what am I doing? Am I doing things that's drawing me closer to God? Or am I doing things that's taking me further and further away from the things of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands and love him just for a moment? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to know your truth, God. I want to know your word. Hallelujah. I want to know who you are tonight. I want to know the whole truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want the truth of God. Amen. If you ever have an occasion to testify in a court of law, if you've ever sat on a jury, or you watch the court proceedings, you will see that when somebody comes to testify, they have them put their hand on a Bible and swear that they'll tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And I was thinking about that when dealing with the things of God, Sister Rose. I want to know the whole truth. Amen. I don't want to just take part of the Word of God and make it fit what I want it to fit. But I want to take the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Some of those stories and articles that I was reading on the internet was from ex-apostolics that said they were bound, that they were deceived, that they were held down. And I don't know why I'm saying this tonight. But when you put your faith and your trust in the Word of God, the Word of God does not make you feel down and pressed and burdened. Amen. That comes from the enemy. If you're feeling like things are falling apart in your life, if you're feeling like there's a tug of war between good and evil, and there just seems like that you're losing the battle, and you're inching further and further away from God, and you find yourself trying to pull yourself back, but yet the pull of the other direction is getting stronger and stronger. Maybe you need to check your foundation, or maybe you need to check the love that you have for the Word of God and the things of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Nobody makes me live for God. Nobody makes me come to church. Nobody makes me pray. Nobody makes me clap my hands. Nobody makes me leap for joy. Nobody makes me worship God. I do it because I love Him. I do it because I love His Word. I do it because of who He is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've read the Word, and I know what it says, and I know what the end is going to be. Hallelujah. But I want to know the whole truth and nothing but the truth of God. I told you I wasn't going to keep you very long. Would you stand to your feet? Hallelujah. Paul said in Galatians chapter number 1 and verse number 6, the Word of God is my authority. Jesus is my constant. He is my salvation. He is somebody that I can put my trust in, that I can serve with all of my heart, all of my soul. The Word of God is true. Paul said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. He said, which is not another. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Let me tell you something tonight. As exclusionary as it sounds, or as closed-minded as this thing may sound, there is only one way. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, there's one way. Brother Cliff, you said it tonight, something about truth, about pulling out the phone book and trying to find where is truth. We don't gather here on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night because we don't have anything else better to do. We understand who Jesus is. We understand that I've got to be saved. And I'm saying this tonight because maybe somebody here is kind of doubting in their mind. Is this real? Is this really true? Some of those ex-Pentecostals that I was reading about, one guy said that he doesn't even believe in God anymore. That we're all gods and we're just existing, or some nonsense like that. How do you get to where you are right now? And I don't like to look at the negative. I don't like to focus on the negative. But how do you get to where you are here and one day find yourself way down somewhere, distant and disconnected from God. Young people, I admonish your Bible study that you're having. I listened in the other night, and it's great. You get together and you study the Word. I heard you. You get together and you study the Word of God. That's good. That's good. They didn't have that when I was a kid. Maybe I should have started it up. I don't know. Should have. But I didn't. Didn't have a pastor that encouraged it. And Brother Cliff's talking about 70 Bible studies going on in this church. What a mighty word. What a mighty testimony. And I always like to address young people when I preach, because I was a young people one time. Hallelujah. But I'm over the hill, Brother Ted. I'll be 41 Friday. And, well, Sister Michelle, I can remember from the time I was your kids' age, 5, 3, 4, 5, 6, that I began to kneel at an altar. And I began to pray that God give me the Holy Ghost. I didn't know and understand, but I looked at my elders, and I looked at my pastor, and I looked at my mom and dad, and I saw what they were doing, and I thought, well, that's the thing to do. And when I was 11 years old, God filled me with the Holy Ghost, baptized in His name, speaking in a language that I didn't know. And I like to address young people, because you're looking at somebody that made it to this day. I hadn't made it yet. I'm still walking. I'm still going. But I want to tell you tonight, you, look at your neighbor. If there's a young person standing beside you, look at him and say, you can live for God. If you're not involved in this Bible study, get involved in it. If you're not involved in the things of God in this church, get involved in it. If you're not involved in worship, get involved in it. Mom and dad, if you're kind of just standing back waiting on something to happen and you're not real sure what you're waiting on, let me tell you, don't wait anymore. And don't wait any longer. Jump in with both feet and lift up the banner of truth in your life and in the lives of these young people. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thy word is true. Thy word is truth. Would you lift your hands and love Him? Hallelujah. I want to stand on His word tonight. I want to stand on His word tonight. Hallelujah. This word is truth. It's a constant. If you don't understand, I know I didn't go into a lot of details tonight, but if you don't understand what I'm talking about, get involved in a Bible study with somebody. Talk to Brother Cliff and say, Brother Cliff, I need a Bible study. I need to know more about this truth. I need to know more about this truth because I need to make it, and I need to be successful in God. Hallelujah. Sister Bonnie, some trust in chariots and some in horses. But David said, we will remember the name of the Lord our God. I want to trust in Him and trust in His word. Hallelujah. Would you come and let's gather around tonight as they begin to sing. Let's just worship the Lord together for a few minutes. Amen. Make a commitment in your life tonight. Hallelujah. That I'm going to love Him. That I'm going to know Him. That I'm going to trust Him. The man that delights in the Lord will be like a tree, the Bible said, planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth fruit and shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Let me tell you something. When you put your trust and confidence in God, what you do in God will prosper. You may find things in this world coming against you, but when you put everything you have into the kingdom of God, the Bible said you will prosper spiritually. I want to prosper spiritually. Hallelujah. I want God to prosper me, not of this life. I'm not really looking for wealth and riches, but I'm looking for prosperity in my spirit tonight. And I know that if I seek the kingdom of God first, that everything else will be added unto me. He's going to take care of me. He's going to take care of me. Hallelujah. Pray for one another tonight. Hallelujah. I want the truth of God. The Word of God is real. The Word of God is real. What you have is real tonight. Don't let anybody tell you that the Holy Ghost is not real. Don't let them change your direction. But I want to walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want my face fixed toward Him. Hallelujah. Never moving. Never turning. Never, never leaving. But always abounding in truth. Always abounding in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God.